What's up, beautiful people? Welcome back to the Thrive After Sports podcast. It's been a little over 2 months since I posted an episode. By the way, if you're listening on Apple or Spotify, I want to definitely encourage you to watch this episode on YouTube because I'm sharing my screen. There's a couple of things that I'm going to get into about the Thrive After Sports Collaborative, which is what I've been working on, which is why I've been MIA. Aside from that and other news, I have my first child on the way. Those of you guys who've been following the podcast for a while know that I got married last August and I have my first child on the way who's due in December of this year, and it's a boy. And I'm beyond excited because I wanted to have a boy first. So that's just me filling you in on life stuff. But on the business side, I have launched the Thrive After Sports Collaborative. One of the things that I'm focused on is actually not just posting and sharing stuff to promote myself, but building a place where people are actually building and working together. And that's why the collaborative and the community was formed. Something about having a child on the way made me just take a step back and think about where I've been, where I'm at, and where I'm going business-wise. And I started thinking to myself, what is the ultimate goal of Thrive After Sports? Part of that is having a place where current and former athletes can have a soft landing spot. Part of the element that was missing from my business was community. And not community in the traditional sense of just another place for me to post content, but a place where people can connect and former athletes can help athletes who are transitioning. That was part of what I was doing anyway, meaning when I would work with a former athlete through my coaching program, I would then tap into my network and connect them with those people who I know that could really help get them to the next step after they were done working with me. That's my expertise, is the clarity. How cool would it be? This is what I was thinking. How cool would it be to have everyone in one place? All my current and former clients under one roof, in addition to all the people who I've been introducing them to and people who I continue to meet. You will hear in the following video, which is a video that I shared with the community. This is the first video I shared with the people who are already inside Thrive After Sports Collaborative, about what you can get from this community. I shared with them why I started it, how you can utilize the community. If you haven't gotten the invitation yet, check the show notes. There'll be a link to click and join the group. I'm doing it one by one. Like I said, this is not just a come one, come all. So I have it as a private group for a reason. With that being said, thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you guys for all your support. I love you guys. I really mean that. I don't just say that. I mean, I wouldn't have any listeners or subscribers or followers or people spreading the word about what I'm doing if it wasn't for you, the person listening right now. So I appreciate you guys. See you on the next episode, and I'll see you inside the Thrive After Sports Collaborative. Peace. What's up, beautiful people? What's up, thriving athletes? I haven't been this excited about anything since I feel like a kid on Christmas morning right now. First and foremost, welcome to the Thrive After Sports Collaborative. I'm going to give you a tour of the platform itself, show you how we're going to use this long term and how this could benefit all of us. This is not just a, you know, Taj has a community where he's trying to post a bunch of content and have, you know, to get more customers or whatever the case may be, or get more exposure. This is about all of us. So why did I start this group? Let's take it back for a second. Some of you guys who are my age or older, you guys remember when we used to call social media social networking, back in the MySpace days, back when Facebook was, you know, the younger generation, when it was a college platform, it was called social networking. What is the difference between social media and social networking? Why did social networking become social media? If you think about what social media is today, as we know it, social media is everyone has their own news network. Everyone is their own platform. Everyone is their own media company. It means me as a creator, or us as creators, we blast out information and we have followers. That's social media. Social networking, once upon a time, used to be exactly that, networking, a place for everyone to come together, to communicate, to share ideas, to help one another, to support one another, to build together, to create together. That's the vision of this community, is to be a social network, a mastermind group. That's why when you first joined the group in the about section, you saw that I said, this is a collaborative community, not just a boring, another boring networking group. This is a place where we can all come together, work together, and build together. Think about it like this. In every major city, I grew up just outside of LA, right? In LA, there's a Chinatown, there's a Koreatown. My wife is half Filipino. When we're back in LA, we go to Filipino town, right? The reason that exists is so that group of people can do business amongst each other. They come together to build businesses, to support each other. They keep the dollar circulating amongst their community, right? That is an ethnic group or a racial group contributing to each other. Now, you know me, I work with people from all walks of life, right? I love everybody's my family. We're all part of the human family. And so I look at it as we need to keep the dollar circulating amongst each other. I want to have a community where all of us, whether you want to call us former athletes or entrepreneurs or just good people, right? I call us thriving athletes, people who are current or former athletes who are thriving in some way, shape, or form in their life, in business, their personal life, whatever. If we can keep this community of thriving athletes together to support one another in our businesses. Let's say, for example, you have a book coming out and you need a certain amount of people to place pre-orders in order for you to make an Amazon bestseller list. Now you have a tribe of people who you can announce in this group. And because the idea behind this group is not social media, this is social networking. If you're a part of this tribe, this group that I invited you to, then you can post in here, understanding that people will not just like it from a distance, but will actually go ahead and pre-order your book. Or if you start a new podcast and you need to get some listens or you need some people to write reviews, we can do that for you. If you're looking to make connections, I will be making connections personally in this group. I'll get into the tour of the platform and how it works and everything in just a second. But before I do that, I want to go back to this concept of doing business amongst each other and group economics for a second. I am the biggest proponent of support the homies, right? You guys know that's one of my taglines. Those of you who have known me for a while, I'm always talking about support the homies, support the homies. Even down to the shirt that I'm wearing, this is a Shakeout shirt founded by Classy James, Shakeout LLC. Spoke at our conference last year. I actually have a better Shakeout shirt than this that I bought at the conference. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. The hat that I'm wearing, Fully Functional. Fully Functional is a brand founded by my homie, Anthony King. I don't even wear clothing really outside of my community or people that I'm connected with. All my shirts are from people that I do business with or have collaborated with. I try to support as many people's businesses as possible because they in turn support my businesses, right? Classy James provided me an opportunity to speak at her conference and get paid to speak. I got a bunch of new clients and new business from going to her conference. So the least I can do is at least buy some of her clothing. So that's really the reason for this group in a nutshell. I don't need this to be thousands and thousands of people, right? Like I said, this is social networking, not social media. So I don't need, you know, to have 50,000 people in the group. Then it becomes disjointed, disconnected. It's too much to keep up with. And we have a small, tight-knit group of the right people that ensures that the right introductions are made and we have the right people not only contributing to the group, but the right people who are being poured into and connecting with each other. So that's who this group is. It's current and former coaching clients, anyone that I'm working with now. Right out the gate, as soon as I start working with the new coaching client, I'm bringing them into the group. So I have my coaching clients, my mentees, right? Then I have my mentors, people who I learn from in business and just in life. And now it's not only me who's going to be benefiting from learning from those people who are my mentors, but they're now your mentors too. And they'll be active in the community and they can answer questions for you. So now you have access to my mentors. Also, the other category aside from mentors and my mentees is, of course, my teammates. You guys are my teammates. If we've done business together, if you've been on my podcast or I've been on yours, if we've collaborated on a project together, whether it's a book or just a business opportunity to help more athletes, you guys are my teammates, right? And now we're all here together. And instead of me trying to pick up my phone and make introductions, like I said, everybody's under one roof. For those of you who are business owners, this is a place where you can find interns, right? I might have coaching clients who come in here and they just need experience. Those people could be interns for your business, or you might find someone who I just finished working with, or it could be someone I coached 5 years ago, or just someone who I didn't coach, but they're, you know, one of my teammates, so to speak. Those people could be great assets to your business. You could find employees in here, interns, you can find business partners. For sure, mark my words, there are going to be people in this community who come together to form businesses, or two people who already have businesses who come together and create partnerships and deals together. That's a big part of this too. Okay, so I can go on and on about this. Let's get into the tour of the platform itself. All right, so this should be pretty quick. That's the great thing about this platform is that it's really straightforward. That's why I chose this platform over, you know, Mighty Networks or Discord or all the other places you can host communities. I said, this is the place for me because a lot of factors, which I won't get into, but it's pretty straightforward. This platform consists of course, the community where there are posts. I'll come back to that in a second, but there's the community, there's the classroom, of course, the members area and leaderboards. So let me go through each of these one by one. The community, of course, this is where you can post, promote, ask questions. I actually, if you look right here, I actually created separate categories So this is kind of like the general discussion area. You don't have to use the categories. I think it just makes it easier if you can try to choose what you're posting into one of these four categories. It'll be helpful not only for me and my admins to keep track of everything, but also so that people know where to go. Meaning, this is general discussion. I just posted a little bit in here about, you know, this is the same thing you probably saw when you joined the group, but I wanted to have this just kind of recap to welcome the new members as I continue inviting people in one by one. So general discussion, questions. The questions tab is where you can go in here and say, you know, like you can ask, does anybody or can anybody help? Bear with me, guys. Can anybody help with podcast promotion? I might actually ask that question later. Or does anybody know anything about podcast promotion, right? Then from there, people can answer. They can respond in the comments or you can jump into the DMs. Announcements and promotions, right? So if I come out with a new podcast episode or I come out with a new book or I just want to promote an event that I have coming up, you can share it on this tab. So feel free to promote your stuff on here, right? Like, don't feel like, oh, I don't want to step on anybody's toes. Like, promote what you got going on. Next is Q&A call recording. So every time we have a Q&A session, I'm still ironing out the dates and how frequently I want to do it. I'll probably post a poll in here sooner rather than later so we can just agree on what's going to be the best time for everybody. And if you can't make it, like I said, the recordings are always going to be in there. So you can always go back and watch them on double speed, right? That way you can watch more of them. Now, speaking of reaching out to people, right? Let's get into members. I'll come back to classroom in a second, but let's go into members. So it's very easy. You know, as of right now, these are the people who I've invited. So if you want to, let's say I want to connect with Amanda. Shout out to you, Amanda. She just joined up. You can just drop a chat, right? So feel free to reach out to people, connect, scroll through the members section if you kind of see anybody who jumps out at you. And guys, it's very early. I just started this 2 days ago. So more people will be joining. I have a lot of great people that I'm connected with that I know need to meet each other. I will be making introductions to people in the DMs, but in the meantime, you don't have to wait for me to make an introduction. If you see somebody that jumps out at you, just connect with them, right? Leaderboards. So what I'm going to do here is, this is a place where the more you contribute to the group, the higher up you will be in terms of your level. And you get points for liking, posting, commenting, you know, contributing to the group. What I'm going to do is, as the group continues to grow, I'm going to have different unlocks and features. It might even be the type of situation where, hey, for the top contributor for this month, I'm going to send you an Amazon gift card, right? Or I'll send you something. There'll be some kind of unlock for being one of the top contributors to the group. So that's what that is. And let's go back to the classroom. Let me tell you what the classroom is all about. Right now, I just put a few YouTube videos in here. Because I have a lot of current and former really current clients who will be joining the group. And a lot of athletes come to me, as you know, who are trying to figure out their career or like what they want to do with their lives, whether that's career wise or business wise. So I thought these were good starter videos just to have in here. But what this classroom will eventually become is all the Q&A calls that we have as people are jumping on, networking, supporting each other, asking questions about their business. How those calls will work is we'll jump on, someone will ask a question, or depending who's on there, I'll be like, oh, so-and-so's on here. You guys need to meet. You guys need to connect offline. So make sure you two connect. But then also what we're going to do is I may come on and ask a question, or we'll have someone come on and, you know, they may ask a question and we'll just kind of rotate around the room where everyone has a chance to basically be poured into, you know, like me, I really do need help with podcast marketing. So I may come on the call and say, hey, can anybody help with that? Maybe so, maybe not. If not, cool. Let's see who else is on here. Does anyone else need help with anything in their business or their life? How can we support? So you can come on, ask that question and get support from the group, true mastermind group. So eventually I'll probably take these down, but I just wanted to have something in the classroom. And I thought it would be a good idea to have my videos about finding work you enjoy, you know, not just getting a job, but creating a lifestyle. And then I put the Coach Mosley video in here because one of my favorite interviews that I've ever had. I mean, it's Coach Mosley, the guy's amazing, right? So that's the classroom. But that's it. So just a quick recap, the community areas where you can come in, general discussion. You can ask a question of the group, make announcements or promotions about your stuff. And then the Q&A call recordings will be here in the classroom. The call recordings will also be posted in here every time we have one. And those will be announced too. There'll be a calendar section where you can see what day and time those calls will be. I just got to figure out what's going to work best for everybody so we can have as many people on as possible. But like I said, even if you can't make it, there'll be a growing library of call recordings. Members, come in here, check out, see who the new members are. If anybody jumps out at you, shoot them a message. Feel free to connect. And yeah, we already talked about the leaderboards. So that's pretty much it. So last but not least, I want to say thank you for joining. Honored to have you here. You guys know I'm a connector. I love meeting new people and networking with new people. But what I love more than meeting new people is continuing to grow and build with the quality people that I already know. So now for my selfish ask, actually, I have three. The first one is invite more people into the group. I will be still hand selecting, but obviously I trust you guys. If you think someone could benefit from what we're doing here, feel free to invite them in. I'll probably approve them. If I have questions about this person, I may reach out to you and ask you. Just make sure when you invite them, they fill out the little section where it says who invited you to the group. So I know, you know, where they're coming from and who brought them in, right? The second ask is to subscribe to my YouTube channel. Last but not least, I'm going to ask you to leave a rating, a 5-star rating on my podcast on Apple Podcasts. That's where I get the most listens. I get some listens on Spotify too, but Apple Podcasts is blowing up. So all you have to do is go on your podcast player. If you have an iPhone, even if you don't have an iPhone, you can just go online to Apple Podcasts and just type in Thrive After Sports. Oh my goodness, it doesn't want to. I know there's a more high-tech way to do this where I could just share my phone on my screen, but we're going to work with what we got. So type in Thrive After Sports. That's me right there. Yours truly. All right. And then all you have to do is scroll to the bottom. You don't have to go all the way to the bottom of the episodes. Don't click see more episodes. Just when you're at the top of the podcast page, scroll all the way to the bottom. And then you don't have to go through every episode because it'll stop you right here before you click see all. And then just click the 5-star button right there. All right. I love you guys. See you in the group. Reach out to me if you have any questions or if there's any way I can support you to make sure that you're getting the most out of this group short term and long term. Peace.